welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. This evening is a special edition for the members of my virtual clinic to get an approach of how they can utilize the virtual clinic a little bit better to be able to resolve the situation with their knee pain. So what we're going to do here is get some of the questions that have come in. And of course, you can, if you're on the webcast, you can go ahead and type the question in and send it directly to me, and then I'll go ahead and read it and reply to it. So the first question is from, and forgive me if I pronounce this incorrectly, it's Lelia, I believe, and it's from the United Kingdom. It says, thanks, Bill. Let's see, I have seen three surgeons about my knee and ankles, but each one told me something different, and I'm not getting any better. One suggested both knee replacements for a huge amount of money, and the next suggested another keyhole operation, and the third is giving me some tablets, which made no difference at all. Your approach is totally different, but my pain is doubled with both ankles as well. Sometimes I give up hope finding an answer to my pain. Okay, well, thank you so much for the question, and I want to help you as much as I possibly can. However, I'm going to need more information. Part of it is I don't really have a history here of what happened with your knee and your ankles. All that I do know and what I can share with you is that pain, no matter what it is, whether pain is in your knees and in your ankles or in your ankles, is going to be caused by the nerves being squeezed on. And I've spoken about this before in my blog and other aspects of my virtual clinic, is that you got nerves in your knees. We have nerves all over our entire body. It's the electrical system in our body. And when we're doing things, whatever those things are, it could be we're not drinking enough water. It could be we're eating the improper amount of food or the improper types of food. And what it does is it causes interference in this electrical system in our body, in your knees, in your ankles. And what ends up happening, and the water and the food are just a couple of aspects. There could be not getting enough sleep or not getting the proper amount of sleep regularly that causes tension in the body. That tension causes your body to squeeze closer together. It irritates on the nerves, which can send a signal to your brain that you have pain in your knees and in your ankles. There is not enough exercise or too much exercise or not enough stretching. So, Lelia, to give you an approach, like how you can utilize the virtual clinic, what I would do is I would get in to the virtual clinic and first of all, focus on the stretching section. That's like right now what you need. When you're in pain, the stretching section is going to make the most sense for what you're dealing with. Okay? So go to the stretching. Go to the stretching section. The stretching lounge. And I would focus on the passive stretching section. Now, there's a number of videos in there. There's lots of them, modules 1 through 25 right now. And what's happening there is this is what I would really like for you to focus on in the interim. This is what the passive stretching begins to create, that space in your knee joint. And the beautiful part about it is how the tension shifts in the body once we start relaxing the tension in the knees. I also have stuff there for the ankles and the feet as well. This is going to be helpful for you to watch those videos. So I would, depending on where the pain is in your knees, I'd start with the introductory video. Look at the passive stretching video, and then go through the modules reading the titles, because I give specific parts of the knee, like sore points inside below the knee, whether it be the right knee or the left knee. It's going to show you a specific video that's going to relax the tension in that spot that you're having the pain. If you're having issues going upstairs or going downstairs, difficulty with stairs, then you're going to want to focus on that video. So go through there, watch those specific videos for the area of your knee that you're having problems with, and do that. In addition, go down to modules 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, and 19. All of those are going to deal with your ankles and your feet. So you'd want to watch those videos, 16 through 19. Watch those videos. Wait a minute. 14 through 19, and those are specifically going to deal with what's going on with your ankles. Now, you focus on those. Spend as much time as you need to each day. I'd suggest a half hour minimum, and focus on those modules. Focus on the parts of your knee that are having issues, and what this is going to do, this is going to relax the tension in the knee that where the nerves are being interfered with, and it's going to create space. I explain that in the introductory video, how this all works. The passive stretching is very, very different than what you would normally think of as stretching. So it would really be great for you to get into that part of the virtual clinic and focus on that, at least in the short term here, for the next week or 2 weeks. When you focus on those areas, we're going to see changes that are taking place. When those changes take place, then it's like the idea is we're shutting the vacuum off so we can hear the water dripping, right? You know, it's like if the vacuum is going in the living room, we can't hear the water dripping at the sink in the kitchen because the vacuum is too loud. And the same thing that when your knees and your ankles are hurting so badly, we don't understand what's going on in other parts of our body that's contributing to what's going on with the pain in the knees and the ankles. Like there may be something going on in your hips that's contributing to the pain going on in your knees and ankles, maybe something in your lower back. However, the knees and the ankles are the weakest link in the series of tension from your head to your feet. So let's address what's going on in the knees and the ankles first to reduce that discomfort, to reduce those issues, so now the body can begin to heal itself. When you're in all of that pain, you can't even think straight. All you want to do is get a solution. And here's what I'm providing you, a solution. Go to the passive stretching section of that of the virtual clinic and focus on those sections. Watch the introduction. Find out the specific part of your knee that hurts. go to modules 14 through 19 and focus on your ankles and your feet. So that's going to be helpful. The next piece is I would go to the, in the virtual clinic, I would go to the nutrition kitchen. And it says, under the nutrition kitchen, it says, know your nutrition basics. It says, download now. So go to that link, download the that specific, it's a document, and it's going to go over what I would suggest as being a guideline to go by as far as nutrition. Now, there are specific foods that you may be eating, most likely you are eating, namely grains and dairy and processed foods, that when you eat these, it causes problems in your body. These foods actually contain what is referred to as anti-nutrients. When we ingest these types of foods, it causes inflammation in our intestines. And when we have inflammation in our intestines, our body needs to deal with the inflammation in our intestines first before it can begin addressing the inflammation that's going on in your knees. And, of course, when you have inflammation in the knees, it's sending a signal that you have pain. So let's deal with that, and that is important to address. So as we clean up the diet, it frees up resources. It frees up energy in your body, so now it can heal what's going on in your knees faster. And then I would go to the hydration station. And in the hydration station, I would download the Know Your Water Basics. And that's a PDF document that is going to help you heal the water. It's going to give you guidelines, what to drink, what not to drink. Because there, same thing with food, there are certain things we can drink. Things that contain sugar and artificial coloring and flavoring that, you know, pops and sodas and things such as that, that cause inflammation. It causes an acidic level to be created in our body. And when that acidic level is created in our body, now it irritates the nerve endings. It's like battery acid that begins sitting in our body. So it's important to drink the proper amount of water. And when we drink that proper amount of water, we flush all of those toxins out. And it's very important to address and to look at. So that is the next piece I would look at. So download the water basics, download the nutrition basics, and focus on the stretching lounge, because this is like right where you're at right now. The idea is we want to focus on getting you out of pain in order to get to the underlying issues. The pain that you're feeling, like I said, is from the nerves being interfered with. And by beginning to change the diet a little bit, by beginning to focus on the water and the passive stretching in the virtual clinic, that's going to create the space to back off the nerves. As the nerves are create more space, then there's less pain. That's just like a common sense. That's a gimme thing. The next part of the virtual clinic I would send you to is the breathing room. And I have some, there's audios in there that are going to help you understand the piece as far as breathing goes and what you can begin doing. There's a meditation in there as well, a focus on that. Because what's happening is when we don't breathe, tension is created in our body. So we want to relax that tension, and we can control that through the breath, through working with the breath. There are parts of the world that refer to that as pranayama, which is breathing. And proper breathing is understood as being in through the nose and out through the mouth. And the more painful something is, the faster we breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And what ends up happening is we override the nervous system's response to that pain, and it can begin to relax that tension. So that's a huge piece. That's something that's incredibly helpful that can help a whole lot in terms of how your body is experiencing pain, tension, and discomfort. So, you know, that's definitely something that you would want to focus on. It is the breathing. And right now, where you're at, you know, Lelia, by focusing on those parts, by focusing on the water, the nutrition, and then the breathing, and then getting into the stretching lounge, that's going to make a world of difference. And what happens is, like, in a week or so, seeing how by daily making journal notes, and I have the daily knee health worksheet that are in each of those areas that you're able to download to track what's going on. And the journal notes are incredibly helpful because when we're experiencing that knee pain, it's kind of up in our face. It's like really, really difficult to deal with. So by we don't kind of see the forest from the trees. So by doing daily journal notes, we can look and see the changes that are being made on a daily basis. If something is working or it's not working, if it's making the situation worse or better. So that daily knee health worksheet is incredibly helpful in terms of giving you an idea if what you're doing is working or not. And then, of course, I think we're going to be doing these more regularly. I think it's a real good idea to have this as a feature of the virtual clinic to be able to give that feedback to the members and use that as a way to move them forward in getting over the chronic knee pain. So, you know, Lelia, please go ahead and start implementing that. And this is really crucial. I'm not going to be able to do it. The doctors aren't going to be able to do it. Physical therapists aren't going to be able to do it. You need to do it. You need to take the time to get into the virtual clinic and start implementing these things. And what I like to do is have a goal in mind. Like, what would you love to do? What on the other end of being out of knee pain, what would you love to do? If it's travel, if it's spending time with loved ones, if it's playing sports, if it's going walking or hiking, swimming, whatever it is, use that as a motivator. Use that as what's pulling you towards doing those things day to day that are going to get you out of knee pain, as well as get another motivator that is going to move you away from the knee pain, like, you know, the fact that you would need to have both knees replaced or the huge amount of money that you would spend. Use that as an away-from motivator that's going to move you towards the toward motivator, meaning the end goal. So use that. Put those pieces in place that are going to allow you to be motivated on a daily basis. And, of course, connect with me. Send me emails, bill@thekneepainguru.com. That's going to be very helpful as well. In terms of getting me feedback so I know if what you're doing is moving you in the right direction. The idea is we get you out of pain. When you're out of pain, you can enjoy your life more. So, okay, well, that is, let me check and see what else we got here. And we have one more question here. Okay, this is from Ken. Knee pain started over a year ago when started playing lawn tennis. It started with my right knee not allowing me to move effectively, and suddenly I could not kneel down or step on that knee. I consulted both a bone physician with no success. By the second week, I was experiencing the same pain in both knees. I went to an orthopedic hospital, and some fluid was drained out of my right knee. X-ray taken, but nothing significant happened because I was just prescribed with some pain relief drugs and something to be rubbing on both knees. After that, I still continued with tennis, but the pain will not go away. When I came across some of your episodes on the type of exercise to do, especially the knee ligaments, started feeling some relief, unlike previously, that I cannot even climb the staircase. So please, will appreciate if you can allow me some sort of direction. Thank you, Ken. Okay, Ken, here's the deal, and it's very similar to what I was speaking with Lalia. Get into the passive stretching section of the virtual clinic. The passive stretching, when fluid builds up in the knees, of course, if you have initial injury, there's going to be fluid buildup. However, if that fluid does not, like after a reasonable amount of time, meaning like a week or two, if that fluid is still present in the knee, you can think of it like there's a kink in the garden hose. See, we're talking about your lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system is supposed to drain what's going on in your body. It's like the garbage man. It takes out the garbage. And when the body holds on to tension to protect itself from, you know, playing lawn tennis and you might have slipped or twisted or turned in a way that caused the knees to tighten up, that is the kink in the garden hose. That kink in your knee that's causing the swelling isn't allowing your lymphatic system to drain. When it doesn't drain, it causes pressure. When the pressure gets built up enough, it creates an acidic state. It puts pressure on the nerves and sends a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. So what I would suggest, like right exactly where you're at right now, I would go to the passive stretching section of the virtual clinic. Let's see, the passive stretching section of the virtual clinic, because that specific section is going to help create the space in your knee joint that's going to help it heal what's going on. Passive stretching section, and I'd watch the intro video, and I would do modules 1 and modules 2 at this point. that is what I would focus on for you. It's one is difficulty with stairs, and the other is passive stretching with rotation. So those two videos are going to really help, based on your input, based on your feedback with what's going on in your knee, as far as how to address the pain that you're experiencing. Based on, like I said, just like with Lalia's question, download the Daily Knee Health Worksheet. With the feedback from the Daily Knee Health Worksheet, you're going to start seeing patterns. And with those patterns, that is how we're going to be able to get an idea of what's working and what's not. I think based on that feedback, you're going to see the patterns. You're going to get a better understanding of what's going on in your knees. And like I said, ideally you'd want to get away from the prescription drugs because that just is kind of a downward spiral. It just masks, it puts a Band-Aid on what's going on, and it doesn't really get to the underlying cause. Like I said, the x-rays are not showing anything significant, and usually what happens, and mark my word on this, is that over a period of time, degeneration of the joint begins to happen, right? The underlying issue is not addressed. So what happens is, you know, several months down the road, maybe a year, a couple years down the road, what ends up happening is now the knees are diagnosed with arthritis. The knees are diagnosed with wearing away of the meniscus or wearing away of the cartilage in the knee. Because of that tension pattern, because of the kink in the garden hose, now the body can't flush itself out, can't flush out what's going on in the knee. You're having problems with what's going on. The joint's not functioning properly. And because of that tension in the nervous system and the passive stretching section of the virtual clinic is going to address that specific part. So Ken, get in there, do a little bit of work, and I believe that's going to help you a whole ton as far as getting you past the place where you are. Of course, it also goes, I spend time in the breathing section of the virtual clinic. As far as download the nutrition basics and the water basics and go over those. And, of course, what we'll do is send me questions as far as if you have if you still have questions about those in terms of getting you to the next place with your knees. Because this stuff works. There is no doubt in my mind. My question is, and it is to everybody I work with, are you committed to getting your knees out of pain? That is the real question, not whether the system works. So if you can answer yes to the fact that you are committed to doing the work, then I know how to walk you, you know, literally step by step to that place to get you completely out of knee pain. So, anyhow, that is what I'm able to share. And let me double check to see if there are. And at this point, those are the questions that I received for today. So, okay. Well, that is it for this week. Make sure you keep an eye on your inbox and for messages coming from the Knee Pain Guru to let you know about future ones of these. And it's, like I said, it's very important. I believe it's going to bring a lot of value to you. We've been getting lots of requests as far as bringing the value in the virtual clinic, increasing that value, and this is a perfect way of doing so. So Thank you so much for being here this evening, and I will talk to you soon.